That's why it's important to track these numbers, because when you have the data for all these categories, when you have the data on how well your content is performing in terms of growing your audience and getting more people to your site, and you have the data on what percentage of the people that consume your content become a lead, and you also know the conversion rate of how many of your leads become customers or clients, then you can very quickly figure out what you should prioritize and where there's room for improvement and where you can really ramp things up. Welcome to the Influence and Scale podcast, where content creators, marketers, and entrepreneurs learn how to increase their influence and scale their business using content marketing. My name is Tyler Basu, and alongside my business partner, Chuck Anderson, we'll be sharing proven strategies to help you grow your audience, create great content, and generate more traffic, leads, and sales for your business. Thanks so much for joining us. Now let's dive in. What's up? This is Tyler Basu here. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Today, I'm going to spend some time with you to talk about the metrics that you want to keep a close eye on when you're doing inbound marketing or content marketing. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I try to keep my ego out of my decision-making. I know Chuck is the same way. Whenever we're arguing over what we think is the best way to do something, we always default to looking at the data, looking at the numbers. And one of the reasons we work well together is because we're both willing to be proven wrong by looking at some data that tells us that our assumption or our belief about the best way to do something was incorrect. And so today I'm going to spend some time to cover the three main types of metrics that I think anyone that is serious about creating content and creating an inbound marketing system for their business should be keeping an eye on. And by the way, I have tracking sheets for this stuff. So if you want to grab tracking sheets to keep an eye on these metrics, just go to influenceandscale.com/resources and look for the tracking templates. You can grab those for free and use those for your own business. So one of the things I've covered in a previous episode were the three types of content to create for your business, and specifically the three types of goals that you can have for your content. And I'll touch on that briefly now, because for each of these goals, there are different metrics that you want to look at. So the first goal is when you're driving awareness for your business. There's certain types of content that works best for getting you more views and more traffic. The second goal is generating leads. And so there's different metrics to look at when the goal for your content is to get people to sign up for something and give you their contact info. And then the third goal is customer acquisition or sales. And there's different types of content that do a good job of converting a lead into a customer. And there's certain metrics that you want to look at when the priority is to acquire a customer for your business. So I'm going to spend a couple minutes just sharing some of the main metrics to keep an eye on for each of these three goals that you can have for your content and for the different types of content that you'll be creating to help achieve those goals. So the first category of metrics to keep an eye on are what I would call the engagement metrics. And these are the metrics that you track when your goal is essentially to grow your audience and drive more awareness for your business. And that awareness is generally measured by views on your content or traffic to your website, because sometimes your content won't live directly on your website. You might have made it a priority to grow a YouTube channel or a podcast, etc. But I think for most businesses, they want their content, their evergreen content especially, to live on their website, and they want to increase more traffic to their website. So these are some of the metrics to keep an eye on that tell you if you're doing a good job of growing your audience with your content. The first metric is consumption time. So how long are they watching your video for, or if it's an article on your blog, how much time are they spending on the page reading that article? Okay, if somebody is bouncing off of your content 10 or 20 seconds in, that means it didn't really hook them and they decided not to give it any more of their time and leave and go find something else to look at. So you can tell if your content is doing a good job of holding somebody's attention based on if they're actually consuming it and how much time they're spending consuming it. And another metric that can be useful here is bounce rate. So are people landing on your page and leaving? And if so, what percentage of them are leaving? Or are they landing on your page, staying there, and then consuming other pages and finding their way around other parts of your website as well? Because if people land on something and then leave, that generally says that what they landed on wasn't what they were looking for, or there wasn't enough value there for them to look into your business a little bit more and browse your website a little bit more. Another way to tell if people are enjoying your content is, are they liking it? Are they leaving a comment? And are they sharing it with other people? And getting this type of engagement might be a priority for you when you're sharing stuff on social media, but it can also be something you keep an eye on your actual website. Are people leaving comments below your blog posts? Are they sharing your articles, etc.? And one last indicator that people are enjoying your content is backlinks. Are people linking to your content? Was it a valuable enough resource for them that they want to come back to it? Or when they're off creating their own content on their site, are they linking to yours as one of their research sources and so on? And when this happens naturally, like when you're not going out asking people for backlinks, when this happens on its own, that's a really good indicator that you put out some high quality stuff that people feel is worthy of referencing in their content that they're publishing online. So those are the main metrics to look at when the goal is engagement. And I wouldn't say that these are the most important metrics to look at, but they're the metrics that tell you if your content is valuable and is helpful to people. Because if you're missing any of this stuff, if people aren't consuming it fully, if they're not liking it or sharing it or commenting on it, then that kind of tells you that you're not doing a good enough job of producing high quality content that stands out from what other people are producing. And so you didn't earn those metrics. And there are a few tools that can help you check on this stuff. Google Analytics is one of them. I've used BuzzSumo for several years. And more recently, I discovered one called Social Animal, which does a lot of the things BuzzSumo does. And these tools can be really helpful for figuring out how many people have linked to your content and how much engagement they're getting on social. Are they getting shared across social media? And if so, which platforms? So you can use these tools to audit your own content, but you can also use them to take a look at the engagement on other people's content, other websites, other competitors, etc. The second category of metrics are the conversion metrics. And these are the ones you keep an eye on when your goal is generating leads and converting the people that visit your website and engage with your content and consume your content into a potential client or customer for your business. And there's generally two places where you're going to give someone the opportunity to become a lead. One is on a landing page itself, where the only choice you're giving them is to give you their contact information in exchange for some kind of a resource or free training or something like that, or leave the page. And so on a landing page, you're looking at the conversion rate or the opt-in rate of that specific page, and it should generally be like at least 20%, 30 to 40% would be even better. That's a good conversion rate goal for a landing page. Now, the other place that you can generate your leads from is just your content pages overall. So your main website pages, blog posts, podcast episodes, show notes pages, etc. So they're not landing pages because when people are consuming that content, they still have the option of navigating around your website anywhere else they want. So that content doesn't necessarily have one primary objective. People can go from that content to any number of pages on your website next. And so as a general rule, if you've got at least one resource that you offer on your site that brings in leads for you, then across the board, you're probably going to see anywhere from 0 to 5% of your website traffic becoming a lead because they're not necessarily hitting a landing page that's making it really obvious that you want to give them that resource, but it's up to them to like pay attention to a pop-up or a sign-up form or find their way to that resource page and then opt in for it from there. So anywhere from 0 to 5% is a pretty typical conversion rate when that's just a free resource that's kind of offered across the board, across all of your website pages. You can bring that conversion rate up by creating specific resources that are very, very applicable to specific pieces of content. So if somebody's reading a blog post, for example, the next step after reading that blog post isn't to opt in for your generic resource, it's to opt in for a resource that was specifically created to help them implement what they were learning in that blog post. And when you create resources that are specifically for certain pieces of content, or at the very least certain categories of your content on your site, then you can bring that conversion rate up from a website visitor or a blog post reader up to like 10 or 20%. I've seen as high as 20% from somebody reading a blog post to opting into a free resource in several cases. And so in both cases, whether you're using landing pages to build your email list or you've got different pop-up forms or sign-up forms in various places on your website and your content pages, the metric to keep an eye on is what it's actually costing you to get a lead. And you can figure that out by taking all the money that you spent on marketing and getting people to your website And then you divide that by the number of leads that were generated at any given time. And that'll tell you what it actually cost you to generate a lead for your business. And again, a tool you can use to help get these numbers is Google Analytics. And you would set up some goal tracking for people that visit your site. You set up a goal of having them opt in for a certain resource and kind of hit that confirmation page or that download page for the resource. And then Google Analytics will start to show you which pages and which pieces of content people were consuming before they signed up for that resource and hit that confirmation page, and that's where the goal is was technically accomplished. The third category of metrics is your customer acquisition metrics. So this is when you want to take somebody from lead to sale. And sometimes you want to get the sale without actually having to talk to them. So you're sending them straight to like sales pages or checkout pages. And so you'd just be keeping an eye on the conversion rate of those pages. And a term that's important there as well would be cart abandonment. So is anybody hitting that sales page or that checkout page and starting to sign up and then dropping off and not completing the sign-up process? That's the metric you want to look at. But other ways that you might initiate the sale are by getting somebody to free trial or getting somebody to apply for a call or a consultation. And so whatever the case is for your business, the metric to keep an eye on is what is the conversion rate of your leads that enter your sales process, and what is it costing you to acquire a customer that went through the sales process and has now purchased something from you? And knowing those metrics will help you work backwards to figure out what you can afford to spend to get a lead. And even before you get a lead, what can you afford to spend to get somebody to your website or your landing page in the first place? And when you know the conversion rates between each of these steps, it helps you figure out where there's room for improvement. Because if you've got like a really low conversion rate from lead to sale, for example, it wouldn't make sense to go and prioritize growing your audience and getting more engagement on your content, because there's a leaky bucket there. Even if you got those people as leads, you got a low conversion rate from lead to sale. And that's why it's important to track these numbers, because when you have the data for all these categories, when you have the data on how well your content is performing in terms of growing your audience and getting more people to your site, and you have the data on what percentage of the people that consume your content become a lead, and you also know the conversion rate of how many of your leads become customers or clients, then you can very quickly figure out what you should prioritize and where there's room for improvement and where you can really ramp things up. So I hope that that was helpful. And again, I just want to reiterate that marketing is really just one big experiment. We never know if something's going to work for sure. And so I think part of succeeding with all of this is admitting that you won't always be right and that you'll often be proven wrong, and that it's important to appreciate the data and know how to interpret the data, and also how to know what to prioritize based on the goals that you have for your content and for your business in general. So I hope this was helpful. And again, we have a tracking sheet template that you're welcome to grab. That's at influenceandscale.com/resources. Just look for the tracking template. That'll help you actually keep an eye on some of these metrics so you can figure out how your content is performing and where there's some room for improvement and where you're doing a really good job. Thanks again for listening, and I wish you all the best. Thanks so much for listening to the Influence and Scale podcast. If you're enjoying the show, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And for show notes, links to resources mentioned, or to learn about how our agency can help you implement a profitable content marketing strategy, visit influenceandscale.com/podcast.